news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. I already got a caller on the line. Big Tone, what's going on, man?
Reach for the sky, boys. What's going on?
There you go. There you go. You guys can do the same thing Big Tone did. Dial 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Hit us up on Twitter at Wrestling Call In. Follow along on Facebook under the Wrestling Call In Show. Any email correspondence you have, twcis999@gmail.com. Real quick, Big Tone, you followed us. You followed me on Twitter, both my personal and the show account. Did you actually see the conversation I had with Santana Garrett?
Oh, she was hot. I saw bits and pieces of it though. Yeah. I didn't catch it from the beginning. I caught like the tail end of it.
Mm-hmm.
What did she say?
She said, you know, well, fine. I'm entitled to my opinion, and I gave it to her too. Told her she was. I'm tired of seeing all the headband stuff out of her. I want to see some more ground and pound. This, that, the other. Then some other guy chimed in. You want to be a big supporter of hers? I thought that was funny. So she's like majorly over, and. I didn't know this. I've learned that day. She's a second generation wrestler, and I did not know that. I'm gonna look into that a little bit more. Find out who was the first. Maybe her dad. I don't know. I'll look into.
That's what I was just about to ask. Who is she related to in the business?
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely have to look that up. But as I was speaking with her, you know, our girl Tess Blanchard was on Shimmer last week.
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard she did real good on Shimmer last week.
Mm-hmm. She did. So, good to see Tessa Blanchard getting her name out there. Good to see. All right. Let's head on to the week that was wrestling. I was going to do like an Extreme Rules preview, but a couple of things I want to get out there very quickly first. Some things that I kind of thought was interesting. Naomi's heel turn.
It's about time. No, seriously, it is. She's been playing Miss Goody Two Shoes too damn long.
Yeah.
From what I was reading, it was supposed to go down before AJ retired.
Mm-hmm.
But since AJ retired, they was like, you know what? They put it on the back burner. But since AJ retired,
right,
might as well put it in now and let her get her shot. Will they give her the shot with the woman with the Divas title right now? I seriously doubt it.
Me too. Because
like we say, they don't know how to book her yet.
Right.
That's the only problem. She's got the skills. She can get out. Her husband's Jey Uso. Of course, she can wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
But they just don't know they don't know how to book her yet.
Right.
I mean, it would be smooth for her to get a shot and let her run the chip for a minute, but. Like I said, who are they going to put up against her? She beat Nikki twice. Paige has gone off to film a movie with The Miz.
Yep.
So that doesn't make no sense. We'll get into that later. But who else could they put her up against? Natty? Her Natty? That would be a good one.
That'd be cool.
It would. Mm-hmm. But after that, who is there?
Yeah. Really. We'll see what happens with that. I don't think Paige is going to beat Nikki at Extreme Rules. We'll talk about that a little bit later. I don't think she's going to beat Nikki at Extreme Rules. I don't think she'll get the job done at all when it comes to that match. But we'll touch on that a little bit later in the show. Another possible turn that I see in the foreseeable future. Kane.
Why the hell did they make him do that? Why? He piled drive to him. He took a choke slam from hell back to the old original Kane, the one we love and adore.
Yeah.
Then he caught himself and was like, damn. Let me go ahead, because he's scared that when Triple H and him come back on Monday, they're going to give him shit
right,
for the way he handled this. The thing is, and I've seen this when he was playing Tyler Black in ROH. Mm. Seth has got this role down pat. He's bringing a new dimension to the heel for the Authority. If you look at it, he's bringing a new dimension to it.
But I think the thing with Kane, though, I would kind of like to see Kane maybe written off. I would kind of like to see Kane written off of TV maybe for like 6 months. And then after that 6 month period, you bring him back, you know, as face, and everything would be cool. Let me head on to line number two. Surfer, how you doing, my friend?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
We got you. How you doing, man?
I'm okay.
Good evening there, sir.
Who's this?
That's Big Tone.
Big Tone? Don't sound like Big Tone.
That's Big Tone.
It's Big. What's going on?
What up?
We just got done talking about your girl's heel turn. What'd you think about that?
Good. She won't be... I mean, look. I like it, seeing her shake it, but I don't want her to shake it. You know what I'm saying?
Another thing that kind of bothered me about Kane. How Kane's going to get victory over Seth Rollins?
I don't understand why they did that. That's what I'm saying. Why did they make you... Okay, Seth said it's best for business to make him lay down for it. At least give him a good match. Then in the middle of it, make it then do that. Mm-hmm. But that was pure trash what they did on Monday.
No, the point was that Seth wasn't supposed to have a match. He was supposed to just technically have a match, but not put any effort out.
Ah.
So you can say I had a victory, but he didn't really exert himself. He didn't run the risk of getting hurt. Right. If Kane just laid down from the beginning,
right? And then,
of course, you get to pick the stipulation.
Yeah, we'll talk about that as we go on to the night. Then another thing that bothered me. And this bears, once again, tag team champions. Orton beat both of them. I didn't understand that. But we've already seen Cesaro beat Orton. So we know that's possible. True. So we know that's possible one-on-one.
Yeah, that's true.
But both?
Yeah. Come on now. Come on now.
That makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever.
Come on now.
None.
Why would they do that and make people think they're stupid?
Right.
Nobody's stupid. Everybody's seen Cesaro beat Randy Orton already. Mm-hmm. Now him against Seth against Cesaro. That would be a damn good match.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
We're just
it was right there.
Right.
It was right there.
Yeah.
And so you gotta bring it up, because everybody knows if you go back in history, you look at it. Cesaro's beat Randy already. Come on now.
That's old stuff, man.
I'm telling you, but it did. But you really gonna have Orton looking that strong?
No.
Yeah, because I'm not saying it's right. What I'm saying is, the reason why they want Orton to look strong is because it makes you think he has a chance of winning. We all know he's not going to win. But, you know, it always had to look like, his titles is up for grabs. Like the person he's going against can take it from him.
Mm. All right, now, a couple of other things that kind of that I want to ask. Now, you're not going to find, look, I'll give Daniel Bryan his credit. Great wrestler, good in the ring. But now they're talking about if he can't wrestle at Extreme Rules, they're going to strip another title off of him. Can IWC handle that if that's exactly the route they go?
Nah, they'll roast, they'll revolt like they know tomorrow.
Damn,
just
hold on a second, guys.
And discover a huge selection of the best mattress brands.
There we go. Sorry about that, fellas. What were you saying, B-Tone?
IWC would have a fit.
Well, why would they have a fit if he can't?
That's okay. It's going to be a repeat of when they took the world title off of him.
But they only took, listen, if he can't do 1 month, they may not strip it from him. But if he's going to be out more than a month, then they have to.
But who says that nobody knows how long, if they take it off of him, how long he's going to be gone. They haven't said.
They wouldn't strip it from him without having an idea of how long he's going to be out.
Shit. Come on, sir.
It ain't about it's about having your money maker make appearances, and they will find out how long he'll be out. They wouldn't strip it.
I just think that I don't know if IWC would. I just don't know. I don't know, because he's their guy. For whatever reason, he's their guy. And I don't know if he'd be able to handle, if they would be able to handle that.
They like I said, they'd have a fit.
Yep. Randy, how you doing, Randy, how you doing, my friend?
What's up, Randy?
Who we got?
Randy.
Okay, there we go. All right. How you doing, man?
Hey, man. Good, good.
How you doing, man?
Challenge, man.
All right, all right. But go ahead and finish your point, B-Town.
Now, with IWC loving Daniel Bryan as much as they do, now, if they strip the title off of him, they're going to, like I said, IWC is going to have the biggest fit that you've ever seen. They're going to sit here and say, well, they did this again. They don't want Daniel Bryan to have the title. They don't want Daniel Bryan to do this, WWE this, WWE that. Come on now.
Yeah.
They're gonna start trying to crush everybody. That don't make no damn sense.
None at all. He was already sent home from the last tour that they had, so we'll see. And if you strip it, I guess you'll have either a tournament where Sheamus wins it, or you just give it to Sheamus.
That would be stupid to put it on Sheamus because he ain't done shit.
Nope. Not at
now,
all.
If they want to put it on somebody, in my opinion, I'd have Aaron Neville and Dolph Ziggler go at it. The winner of that gets the belt.
If I could do it, I'll have Dean Ambrose win it.
They're not putting.
You put it from a over face Daniel Bryan to another over face.
They're not putting anything on Neville right now. He's too new. They probably look at him as too small. It's better to go on Sheamus than to go back on Wade Barrett.
I agree with that.
I hope not Wade Barrett, man.
I agree with that, though.
If you're going to go with a face, I think Dean Ambrose is the perfect choice. But if you're going to go with a heel, Sheamus will be the second one.
Real quick, let me reach out to the chat room real quick. Say everybody who we got here tonight. We got Big Tone in the chat. We got Iron in the chat. We got myself. Got Matt E. Legend in the chat. Like I said, Iron, I didn't mean to forget you, my friend. But we got Iron in the chat as well. Matt E. Legend is here with us. So pretty good size chat room for tonight. I'd rather see it on Sheamus than Bad News. I'm to the point now. If you can't put it on Dean Ambrose, I think Sheamus would be your second choice.
Hello?
We're here.
I just got super quiet.
We're here. I'd rather see, if you're not gonna put it on Dean Ambrose for whatever reason, then yes, I'd rather see it on Sheamus.
Hey, Will.
Yes.
Did you see SmackDown Thursday night?
Bits and pieces.
The drill is in there again.
What about your cult leader? Yeah, I don't want to see him with a belt.
See.
Here we go.
He said the cult leader. Highly disrespectful.
Cult leader.
Look. I'd love to see Bray Wyatt with a title. I would, but I think it's probably WWE doesn't have faith in him to be any type of champion whatsoever, I don't think.
I mean, they don't have faith in him.
I don't think they do.
No, y'all keep looking at belts in the wrong way. And second of all, Bray Wyatt, he's a top guy. Don't get it twisted. Just because he loses like two or three matches a year.
Mm-hmm.
A year. He wins everything else.
But who would they put him up against, though?
That makes sense.
That's the question.
As champion?
That makes sense.
Yes.
Whoever they want. I mean, you know, the point is, when you champion, everybody comes after you.
But you
understand that. But who would make money with it? Think about it. If they put the Intercontinental or the U.S. title on Bray Wyatt, who in the hell would they put in the ring with him to make some serious money in headlines?
Exactly.
Name one person that is believable.
And something that you have not already seen. You've already seen exactly. John Cena. You've already seen Daniel Bryan. You won't see Bray Wyatt against Seth Rollins?
First of all, you're not going to see nothing new.
No.
He's going to fight the same guys he's been fighting.
Well, there you go.
Unless you put it on Rusev.
Let's not talk about that, dude, please. It's going to be a long time before they put that shit on Rusev.
Yeah, that's going to be a minute. WWE reportedly sends cease and desist letter over Stone Cold Steve Austin's official t-shirt store. Really? It's gotten to the point you got issues with Stone Cold so bad that he can't get his t-shirt sold anymore?
What kind of bull? See, I heard the podcast the other day, and Steve was like, this is bullshit. He's mad. Okay, he has a legit bitch that the way Cena's using the Stone Cold stunner.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a legit bitch about that. The rest of it.
It's not a patented move that nobody else can use.
Okay, but who do you see the stunner? Who do you think of automatically?
Stone Cold.
I mean, the stunner wasn't invented with Steve Austin. He's the one that's aiming with it.
Perfect. I know that. Okay. But if you see the stunner, who's the first person comes to mind?
Doesn't matter.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold's not wrestling. Come on now.
Exactly.
Stone Cold's not wrestling no more, and moves don't get retired.
It don't make a difference. I understand. Yeah, we know moves don't get retired. Yes. But you have to think about it. The stigma of somebody else using that move that won Steve Austin so many damn titles, why would somebody else use the shit?
Right.
Because they're doing it the wrong fucking way.
It's a move that people are going to use. I mean, if that's the case, then nobody should do a DDT because that was Jake the Snake's move. And nobody should do the figure four. And, you know, you can't say because that was Stone Cold's move, nobody else can do it.
I think the reason that Stone Cold got so mad about the whole situation with the move, though, is because Cena didn't use it as a finisher. I think that was his issue. He didn't use it as a finisher. He just came up with something.
Move.
Right.
He's not using it as a finisher.
That happens all the time. I mean, listen. I brought up DDT. When that used to get hit, that was it. It was done. It was over. Now people do DDT as parkour in the middle of the match, and nobody gets from it.
But the thing is, it's the difference. Now, when Jake did it, he came out of nowhere with it. It's just like the RKO.
Still,
it
was meant to finish.
But nobody does it. Randy does
it every match like it's nothing.
Because that's his move. He used it. But the thing is, nobody does the DDT like Jake does.
Does he use it like a finishing move?
Which one, the DDT?
Yes.
Some people do. Some people use it
as a finishing move.
When Jake did it, yes, it was his.
I'm asking about Randy Orton. Is it a finishing move for him?
What, the RKO?
No, the DDT.
Oh, off the middle rope? That's a setup move.
It's still, he's doing a DDT.
A different variation. It's a DDT, different variations at different times. It's
different. So how come it's okay for Orton to do a variation? Cena's doing a variation of the stunner. That's blasphemy.
It's blasphemy. I'll say it. I'll say it. He called it the poop stunner.
The poop stunner.
That's what Austin called it on his podcast. He called it the poop stunner.
Come on, now Austin just—he always when he's not in good terms, he's always bitching.
And there's only two, and there's only two people.
This is the same guy took his ball and went home.
And there's only two people I know.
The original ball home taker.
And there's only two people I know who used that stunner. You saw John Cena do it recently. Naomi has a version of it too. She didn't always come out with it, but Naomi's got a version of her stunner too.
Okay, but y'all need to act like acting like nobody else can do it. So why Stone Cold gets upset? So what?
We're not saying that. All I'm saying is this. I'm just saying he's upset by the way he's using it. It's not the fact that he's using the stunner. Who gives a shit?
Right.
Like you said, it's just the way he's using it and it making it look fucked up.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. What he's doing is trying to make himself relevant where nobody would give a damn about him if he wasn't out there bitching. Okay.
See.
If he's not on TV and he's not bitching, then he fades away.
See, I can see you. If you said that about Phil Brooks, I ain't gonna even respect him enough to call CM Punk. If you said about Phil Brooks, okay, I got you. Don't say that about Stone Cold.
Oh, CM Pussy? Yeah, if you said that about CM Pussy, I can understand.
Right now, all he cares about is staying relevant. He wants to stay relevant, okay? He can't do it on WWE TV because he's having a falling out with them. So now he's going to revert to bitching, and people, because he's Stone Cold, people are going to fall for. Okay, Stone Cold got upset, so yeah, he's right. It's just like the people who hangs on the Son of God's word. You know, he's sitting there talking about wrestling's fake now. He made his career at it now because he's not making money off of it. He wants to stay relevant.
Well, CM Pussy's doing that on purpose.
I don't call him
Phil Brooks. I call him CM Pussy.
Hey, don't say that because I kind of like that P stuff, and I don't want to think about CM in front of it. So, don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, I do too, but I'm not talking about it in that manner, Surfer. You know that.
I'm just saying, don't make me think about that. Okay. Tell you guys, y'all something.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Anyway.
No, but don't. Come on now. Y'all seen a bashing now. And y'all know it.
Ain't nobody said nothing about it.
I'm saying, who cares about what Stone Cold has to say about it?
Who's seen a bashing?
I'm just saying, why are y'all bringing up what Stone Cold has to say about it? Who gives a damn? What does that have to do with anything? Anything.
Because, Stone Cold, podcast or not, Stone Cold is still a relevant person in the business.
All right, because he's not in the business right now.
So?
So then he's
your point is what? Hogan still has a say, so when he's not been relevant for years.
Hogan still comes on TV. And until Stone Cold comes on TV, shouldn't give a damn.
Oh, so so if somebody started using the Rock, if somebody started using the Rock Bottom and the Rock started saying fucking shit,
The Rock is just it's sour grapes. Okay, if the Rock starts bitching because somebody's using his move and he's not wrestling no more, then that's just sour grapes.
First of all, I eat none of that stuff. The Rock's move, the people's elbow, that was Booker T's. That was Booker T's right there. The Rock Bottom, that was Booker T's. So don't even go there. He stole it from Booker.
What?
Wasn't it the bookend?
Yep.
But who used it first?
Booker.
The Rock was using it first.
Uh-oh. Booker was using the bookend
first.
Yes,
he was. No, he wasn't.
Booker T was using the bookend first in WCW.
He only used it like what, once?
He used it like twice in WCW.
And that's just like saying that Bret Hart can't use the sharpshooter because Sting came up with it first.
No, everybody knows just the other way around. Come on now.
Sting did it first. Sting did the Scorpion first.
No, he didn't.
He did so.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
So. Bret Hart was using that doggone sharpshooter.
He was using that up in Calgary.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He wasn't using the sharpshooter.
He used that up there in Calgary against Davey. Well, not Davey Boy, but the Dynamite Kid.
What year was this?
What? 82, 83. He used to do it all the time.
Y'all got to show me some footage.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, show us some footage. That's fine. We'll show you some footage. That's fine. We'll pull it up and show you some footage. Taz leaves TNA. He's going.
Did you hear his podcast?
I didn't hear his podcast, but I heard his response to not being paid by TNA. Said he was paid, but the checks were just late.
No, he said said yesterday he's on assignment.
See, from what I heard, he said that he was paid by TNA, but the checks were just late.
Yep, that's exactly what he said. I listened to the podcast today. He said he didn't get paid, but it's not the fact that he left because his contract was coming up. He wanted to do something different.
Right.
And he'd been telling us that for about a month and a half. Even though his money was late, mm-hmm. he got it a couple days after he left. But then he said that wasn't it.
Right.
He wanted to leave in the first place.
Because he said his contract was at the summer? So basically,
yeah, it was coming.
So basically, yeah. he's just leaving early.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
So now what?
You now see what he does next.
I say he come back to the E, I would want him to come back to the E and commentate like he was. That's just me.
But they didn't want him in the first place. That's why he left.
Yeah, that was kind of hopeless.
Now, answer this question. Who would you rather have, him or Byron Saxton?
It's not what I would rather have. It's what the company wants.
No, I'm asking you.
It doesn't matter what I want. If Vince don't want him commentating, he's not coming back.
I forgot who I'm talking about. I'm talking to Never mind.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to let it go. I love you.
Go back to the WWE. But he didn't leave because he wanted to do something different. They didn't want him commentating anymore. Now, maybe they changed their mind. Maybe Triple H may say, hey, let's bring him back. Who knows?
Okay. All good to me. Hey, did anybody see SmackDown and see what the New Day did?
Man, I heard Cedric Alexander over in ROH was talking some stuff about the New Day.
He's a killer.
He ripped a gimmick for being truly offensive.
Cedric, because a partner of mine, the show a couple days ago. He's like, Cedric went completely off, was talking all kinds of shit. And when they were in San Antonio, my cousin told me that when they were in San Antonio, he was out there running his mouth about it there too. He's like, because this is some bullshit. He's making us all look bad in the business with that damn gimmick.
Let me ask you this. Is there any way we see Mike Tenay joining Josh Matthews in TNA?
Yeah. If they put Al Snow up there and it don't work, yeah, I see him coming back.
Wow.
Because who else they got? Don West?
Yeah. I don't think anybody wants Don West back up there.
Exactly.
I really don't. Jim Ross said he is open to working with New Japan Pro Wrestling.
That would be nice.
It would be. To have him back up there doing his thing.
He said him and Jeff Jarrett are cool, so He could go where he could do anything with GWF, and you know they have an agreement with New Japan, and him and Muto are cool anyway. So yeah, it would be cool.
Yeah, because
when he called Best of the World, that one show that they did over there in Japan. Oh, he had a ball, and he said it. I'd do it again.
Be good to see him back.
I could see. I can see him do it. Him and Tana, him calling Tanahashi's matches. Yeah, I can see it.
Let me ask you guys. A question. You guys think Neville was brought up too soon?
Why? Because he's lost a couple matches.
Yeah.
But come on. Really?
Nah.
He looks. To me, it just feels rushed. That he's back. That he's there, rather.
Well, the match he had with Sheamus Thursday, he showed his ass. He showed out. He shows like he can go. Like I said, the match with Dolph Ziggler, classic.
Right.
Classic. And that first match he had on Raw, it's just showing everybody, hey, I'm here. It's not like I'm going to do this, and this. It's just showing him, hey, I'm coming up. I'm not there yet, but I'm here.
Oh, and another piece of interesting news I caught today. Missy Hyatt was arrested for grand theft.
Again?
She faces 5 years in jail.
Again?
51 years old, and she is looking rough.
What did she steal?
They didn't say. All of the report says where the crime committed, anything over $300 would be considered grand theft, and you could face 5 years in jail for the crime if you're found guilty. So, damn shame, though.
Missy, back in the day, Missy was a hoe. She was the biggest hoe in professional wrestling. I can't front on that. But ever since then, Lee Jack said she was all fucked up on that shit, and ain't no point in everybody fucking with her. So I'm like, Nikki, she was gone anyway. So Missy, her last thing that she was good at was when she was in NWA before it switched over.
Yeah, I think so.
Because those stunts in ECW that she did for Paul Lee, they just bring the hell out of her. That was it.
All right, let's go ahead and start getting into some of this Extreme Rules, a little Extreme Rules preview. Then we can go ahead and start talking about a little bit early. Event takes place April 26th. I don't know if either one of you heard anything of Randy M doing anything special. I know we'll have a pre-show. I just don't know who will be hosting. Have you heard anything about that, Surfer?
Yeah, everything's standard when it comes to hosting pay-per-views.
We'll see if he does this one, because I'm quite sure we're going to have a pre-show. I don't know how to say this. I guess I'll just say it the way Sheamus does. Kiss Me Arse Match. Dolph Ziggler versus Sheamus.
Can I kiss my ass match?
There you go.
Nah, there's nothing to say about that one, please. There's nothing to say.
Man, Sheamus is going to win that. Last man standing. Roman Reigns versus Big Show. Why is this even on the card?
Exactly. For what?
Why?
They gotta get paid.
Like, we haven't seen this match umpteenth times. Big Show's not winning this match. Ain't no way in the world, Big Show.
Yeah, ain't no way in the world Big Show's gonna win this match. Not now.
No.
After what happened in Mania for Roman? No, Don. They tried to make that up to him. Come on now.
Yeah.
They trying to make that up to him.
Yeah, ain't no way in the world.
Ain't no way in the world Big Show gonna win that. Nope.
Divas Championship match. Nikki Bella versus Paige.
Fifth match. That's all it is to it. Fifth match.
Unless Surfer Girls come out and she does a little something.
I think there's going to be a three-way. Well, especially speaking of which, that just reminds me. I think it's going. I think it's going to be a three-way.
Man, that would be interesting. That'd be really, really interesting. U.S. title match, new stipulation: John Cena versus Rusev. Now it's a Russian chain match.
First, the Russian chain match.
The ghost of Ivan Nikita Koloff.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. Ivan and Nikita strike again.
Let me ask you this: with this stipulation, does Rusev have a chance?
Yeah, but he has a slight chance because Super Cena is going to come out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super Cena's gonna come out of nowhere, and they want to try to keep that belt like he's doing it. They're having different challengers every day to boost that belt up. So now Rusev ain't winning that belt back. Not now.
Damn, sick of Super Cena. WWE Championship steel cage match with the RKO. The signature move is banned. Seth Rollins with J&J Security versus Randy Orton. Let me say this real quick. The cage don't make a damn bit of difference, because how many times have you seen people get in there and cause havoc?
Now, if it was a chamber match, that'd be a different story.
Right. Completely different. Completely different.
Now, if he would have said a chamber match, I would love it. That would be him and Randy Orton and Seth Rollins in the chamber. Lovely. Because you can't get in.
Exactly.
You can't get in.
Randy, you back with us?
Yeah. Okay. I had to take care of some father duties.
Do you think, man? Yeah, you can't get in. Exactly. Exactly. That was my thing. But now with this being just a regular steel cage, does it mean
better? What about Hell in a Cell?
Yeah. And then the thing is that they make it seem like, oh, nobody's going to get through the cage, you know, when we all know what's going to happen.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, like, of course they're going to interfere.
Oh, and I have it on very good authority. This will be Paige's fifth. How the hell you get five? This would be Paige's fifth WB Divas Championship match since she lost the title.
What the hell?
This is already her fifth chance, right?
Five championship matches.
And then the funny thing is, if this lady was still here, you know, just they're just gonna go back and forth with it. They would have gone just back and forth with Paige and AJ, because the IWC loves them. They gotta give other girls a chance. Shit, right. Even if they're gonna lose, give them a chance so right. We can see something new. And now that Eva Marie training, oh man.
Man. Don't even go there with me, man. Don't even go there with me, man.
But I hope she does improve. Like, where she's at least passable, so people can just, like, just shut up already about her.
Don't nobody want to see Eve succeed. Nobody.
I wouldn't mind.
Why not?
So another diva that could do something. If she could train and get better, why not? You remember, Trish was only chips and ass when she started. Then she started training, and look what happened. She was just a model that didn't know how to do shit.
But if you put up...
No. You wrong there, player. You wrong there.
No, at the beginning, she even said herself. She was normal.
Still in the beginning. She wasn't... Y'all think at the end of her career, in the beginning of her career, she was green.
Real green.
Yes, she was. She wasn't. She didn't know. She didn't even know how to bump. They told her they were not going to put her in because they were scared of her getting injured or anything, since people love her so much. But then she started training, and look, So I don't mind seeing other people. Like, if Eva Marie could be a passable wrestler, why not? Because I really don't understand why people hate her.
She's got the I'm fine but dumb as a box of rocks look. She can't talk. She doesn't seem to be very athletic. And
that's what I'm saying. That's what anybody, saying. You gotta give her a chance.
And anybody in a video can work a spot. Anybody can look good for a spot. You know, because the video, because I think I know the video you're referring to. There's a video going around on Facebook showing her training. Right now, anybody?
No, see, she got a couple of videos already. She's like diving through the robes. They got her doing the herping rana. They got another one, like a arm bar. It's not like that. But I'm saying, if she could train and get better, why not?
Well, give her Diva Tank. True, but from what I understand, she's getting trained by Brian Kendrick, and
yeah, Brian Kendrick is training.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I'm just saying, because if you do that to her, if you do that with her, you're taking everybody before her and just shooting those ladies down the ladder. You know, because if you do that, then that means you're not giving Naomi nothing.
No, look. Now she's going heel, and who's the biggest heel diva right now? Nobody. This could be her spot. If anything, let's say the divas are the heel top divas right now, and let's say they just try to take a break or whatever, or we can have other heel divas, which is good, and then you bring up some faces, and look, all we have to do is look at the good thing with this bitch diva. People are training and people are coming up. This is it.
No, you didn't say that. No, you didn't say that. Just believe it.
That was good. Yeah, you could say that, but it all depends. It all depends if she can actually keep it down and master.
Yeah, that's my thing. That's my thing with her. I mean, you know.
If she's in there training, she's just got to learn what to do and how to do it. And she's tits and ass and all that good shit, if she can use the same model Trish did and get in there and work her ass off and learn it, I'll give her some credit. Other than that, I'm not trying to hear the shit.
Are you talking about Eva?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all right. Like, give him a chance. Who knows? And if she flops in the end, then that's it. Fuck that bitch. But for now, you know, just give her a chance, guys.
Okay. So let me get this straight. If it was up to you, Randy, you would give Eva a chance, and Roman Reigns right now will be your champion.
But no, honestly, if anybody could be champion for me. If anybody could be champion for me, it would be Ambrose. But they went with this guy, so I wanted that belt of Brock. So why not? Why couldn't you?
I'm just trying to follow your logic here, because before Mania, you were pushing Reigns for champion. So
I wanted him to take the title away from Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
And so, since that one, I was okay with it, because okay. Brock didn't leave with the title.
Okay.
That was my main goal.
Your theory is that Roman Reigns would have won the WWE title, and you'll bring, since AJ is gone, someone who you never didn't like, you'll bring Eva Marie in her spot to win the Divas Championship. Is that what you're saying?
Give a chance, yeah, why not?
As the champion.
Oh, no. Hell no, not yet. Okay. No.
Okay.
No, hell no. If anything, right now, Nikki, which she is the champion, I'm 100% behind that. But if anybody else besides Nikki, I think it should be Naomi. But that's what I'm saying, with time. But you know what my Roman Reigns plan for WrestleMania, before all this shit happening and they started like, oh, this is our plan, it was him to fight Rusev for the USA.
Mm.
Those were, that's what I wanted. But since they decided to go with Roman Reigns by the left, I'm like, fuck it. Let's go with Roman Reigns and things. I said, if anybody could take that, what you call it, the USA title would be Roman Reigns, and the people are gonna not go against him just for the fact that he's not being shoved up our asses, and he's taking the title away from an American, which is either way you win. But no, they decided to go the other way. Feel me?
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay. I was just trying to get your proper interpretation.
No, but yeah. About Eva winning the championship? No, hell no, not yet.
No,
not yet.
Okay.
If she decides to improve and she does good, mm-hmm. Yeah, you put in the contendership right there.
No, because if you do that and she goes back down there and she's training, she goes back up, you think they're automatically gonna put her in title contention? And she and Naomi's already beat the Divas Champion twice. You have her beating them, you have Natty still in the mix, Cameron's now becoming to get in there. You actually think they're just gonna throw her in there? That would make sense because they wipe the floor with her.
No, but then the thing is, if Vince, because from what I have heard and read, Vince likes Eva's look. He likes her look. So if he decides to, like, make her the poster child for fucking Koso, the women's division, that's nothing we could stop. You understand?
Ian in the chat said, Cena has faced Rusev a total of 9 times since 4/8/15 and has beat Rusev every time by submission or pin during the live shows.
Oh, no, yeah. In the live shows, hell yeah.
Oh, and Tony C wanted me to give you a message, Randy. He wants me to give you a message.
And what is it?
The message says, Roman Reigns, he still sucks.
Wait, I didn't hear that. He still sucks?
He still sucks. Straight up.
Yeah.
He just wants you to know.
It's okay.
He's just being a friend. He just didn't, you know, his feelings.
I understand.
He's done, you know.
Is Surfer on? I think I heard him earlier before I hung up.
I'm here.
Surfer's there.
Oh, no. I was going to say what's up. I didn't, and to Big Tone, too.
What's going on, Randy?
Now, let me ask you guys this. A couple weeks ago, Brock Lesnar comes out there, and he goes haywire over the WWE announced team. Those guys were out for a little bit, but they came back within a 2-week period unscathed. I don't think WWE sold that bit right at all.
You know why? You especially the one with Michael Cole. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because what happened to Pearl Jr., they couldn't do it. They couldn't go through with it.
Mm.
You got to think about it, because it happened, the week, the same week, that Monday after that Friday Pearl Jr. died, and it happened the same way, and he went off and did that and said he messed up his back.
Mm.
Come to find out what happened, the whiplash happened.
Mm.
Yeah. That's another thing that I don't understand. We know, what he did to Michael Cole, his grip. And then the fact that you couldn't name it, out of all the injuries that you could name it, you have to name it the same injury that they pronounced Pedro Aguayo's death. Come on, man.
Right.
No, exactly. Well, you couldn't choose another. They could just made up. So right. You could use anything. No, they used the same thing that caused the guy's death. Mm-hmm. Not even a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
That was stupid of them.
Agreed.
Now, they're still going through with the storyline of him suing Brock Lesnar, but that other part, they had to cut that one short real quick.
Yeah. No, but a lot of people, the next day, a lot of people were talking about that on one side and said, oh, that's bad taste. I hope they didn't even notice. if it was a mistake and, you know, it happened without them noticing what it was.
Yeah, they just, I don't know. I guess it was bad timing. I guess they had it planned already, but it was just bad timing and what they called it. I don't know. Oh, I got a good one for you guys. What do you guys think cufflinks going to be like this time?
I don't know. Don't think it makes a difference.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, guys. I dropped my headset. Go ahead.
I mean, you're not going to get anything new per se. You're going to get some guys that don't look like they belong. And it's going to be obvious who the two or three that's going to win it up front.
But they're saying it's going to be interactive this time. They're going to have the crowd's interaction and stuff. It's going to be, yeah. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. How do you think that's going to, how you think it's going to work out with it?
Big Tone, you got any money? Because I got a bridge to sell you.
Say what?
I got a bridge for sale. Only for you, though.
I will let that go. Well, all right, you got me, sir. I will let that one go. I'll let you get that one, buddy. I'll let you get that one.
Listen, they're going to give you the illusion that you are picking who wins and lose. Don't believe it.
But I
know better than that. I'm just saying, how do you think it's going to work, even though we know it's already been planned the fuck out?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, are they doing a live Tough Enough?
We don't know. That's what I want to know. If they do a live Tough Enough like they do, if they're going to do it like they do American Idol, then yeah, then who gives a shit? Fuck that.
I doubt it. They're probably filming that shit right now. Like, I doubt it.
Man, real quick, guys. And am I looking at this correctly? The Hardys winning the TNA tag titles?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, they won that 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, because, you know, this guy had to relinquish the title, so they decided.
Right, I know they had a tournament for it. I didn't know that was the team that won. Oh, my goodness.
It just came on TV yesterday, though.
Oh, my goodness.
But this is the first time they've been champion together in TNA, right?
Yeah, this is the first time.
So, yeah, I mean, what I even know in the results, I knew they was going to give it to them.
Oh, damn. Now, if somebody, a certain person hears that, it's all hell's going
to
break
loose. See, I have a problem. I have a problem with all this. And it all goes back to my stay off the weed initiative. So you mean to tell me you can come high, drunk, whatever, and then all of a sudden you become a champion? What the hell?
TNA guys, what the fuck do you expect? They let the guy high as shit, a fucking junkie, have a live pay-per-view match. Are you surprised? I won't be surprised. I won't be surprised. Dixie's the one that like set up the syringe and shit for him. Like, you ready, guy? Come on, come on.
Oh man.
That means you're gonna stay in TNA, right? Like, yeah. Okay, go ahead, get high.
Oh snap! Pastor Sadell just said in the chat room, if they go overseas, half the tag champs won't be there.
Exactly, he can't go nowhere. He cannot leave the country.
No, that's not. It's not he can't leave. Certain countries won't let him enter.
Yeah, he's not allowed.
I mean, because R-Truth went over to England.
R-Truth ain't on paper.
R-Truth what? He's been arrested.
Yeah, but not bullshit like Jeff Hardy was.
Listen, he can't go into Canada, you know.
they don't want R-Truth in Canada. arrest or no arrest. They don't want him in Canada. Oh my goodness.
Got them cold up there. Who won't get the cold? Shit.
Exactly.
Who y'all think is gonna I don't know if y'all talked about it. Who y'all think is gonna replace Taz? Because I heard he's going to go solo for a while.
You talking about
who?
Who?
This guy. What was his name?
Jimmy Uso?
Yeah.
Who he said who's going to replace Taz?
Oh.
Taz.
Oh, we talked about it earlier. I think it's Mike Tenay.
Yeah, Tenay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tenay's going to come back.
Yeah.
If Al Snow, though, because they're thinking about trying to put Al Snow up there, and Al Snow sucks balls.
Yeah.
But,
that's all right. Yeah, I think it's Al Snow. Yeah, I think that's what it was. Al Snow, I think, is supposed to take his spot.
I hope not, because he sucks.
Yeah, he
a lot of people, from what I was reading in some of the forums, a lot of people are actually saying that he's good.
No, he's not. We've already tried to see him doing this. He's not that good, no.
He needs to stay far, far away. Far, far away. I did manage to catch, believe it or not, WWE Superstars. My man Heath Slater was on Superstars. Yes.
Did he finally win another one, or did he get his head kicked in again?
Underdog. Oh,
you got the new 3MB in TNA and shit.
Who you talking about?
3MB, the new 3MB in TNA.
Oh.
With Drew Galloway, Haku's son, and some guy I never heard of my life.
Man, first of all, fellas, y'all getting on my nerves. And you know, I hate to tell this to y'all, but y'all need to talk about more important things. The bromance is great.
No, you didn't say the bromance.
Yeah, bromance.
Yeah, you did.
Y'all not even.
Yeah, he did.
What is wrong with you guys? You know, if bros, you know, if bros,
romance sucks. We know
if,
this.
If bros can't hang together, then us dudes, man, we there's no hope. Us dudes, you know, bros before hoes.
But see, if the bros can't be bros, then I guess it's better for us to be with the hoes.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Not trying. But it's a good, you know.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful or nothing like that. But I'm just saying. And what is this I'm hearing? Destination America is having some things to do with the TNA title picture.
No, yeah.
Why do you think Kurt Angle's the champ?
I heard that.
And then Karen Terrell, they love the way she looks. They say that she's the perfect image for an American woman. So that's why they keep the title around her for even a longer time.
Oh, God.
Why do you think Kurt Angle's the champ?
Yeah.
Exactly. They say that, you know, him being a gold medalist, and that's like perfect and shit.
Let's face it. How many black people would watch Destiny?
I personally think it's bullshit.
Black people going to watch Destiny in America on a normal basis.
Yeah,
I don't know. But I get the feeling like Destination America is probably like, it sounds racist. But I don't know.
I wouldn't say it's racist. Just not, you know, it's homogenized. It's just, you know, it's that middle of the country.
So they're like, how long do you think they're going to keep the title around Kurt Angle? Because that's what they want. Like,
so he gets hurt.
That's some bullshit, man.
So he gets hurt.
And then they're probably going to look around like, who's the next one?
Which could be any moment.
Hurt.
I think if anybody should be champion, it's EC3.
Who?
EC3.
I don't think they'll...
Are you...
Man.
Yeah, yo, I don't know. Like, I don't watch TNA with that. And when I watch it, I don't know. He has the look. He's such a good heel.
Are you smoking that shit?
No, I haven't done that in a while, but... Like,
you must be... It must be some residuals we must be getting you, because if you think you're going to put the butt on EC3, that boy's skill set is sucks the way it does, come on now.
Listen. I guarantee you, by this year, EC3's champion.
He couldn't draw money out of a paper bag.
Wait a minute.
He's doing a good job, man.
Hold up, Randy. Hold up. Let me get you on the record.
Yeah.
Let me get you on the record. Just like you said, Roman Reigns going to be champion. We got you on the record on that. I got the tape.
Yeah, I can put that down. If they decide for a heel to be champion, but then what's this guy? Isn't he supposed to be like all American and shit on me?
I got the Cowboy.
What's his name?
But see, I got the tape rolling though. Yeah, Cowboy James Storm. But I got the tape rolling though. So you mean to tell me that you think that EC3 will be the champ by year's end?
But outside, yeah. If any year should be champion, I say by this year, it should be EC3.
I got you on the record and I got you on tape. I got you. I got you. So there we go. Whether you're right or wrong, we got you. I don't agree with that statement, but I got you. I'm trying to think. I don't think EC3 been a champ since he's been there?
Nope.
No.
But he's still undefeated. You know what I want to say. You know what I'm going to say.
You know what I want to say too.
He's going in that realm.
Anytime your main events are Rockstar Spud
and Mr. Anderson as a tag team,
you should be undefeated. Hold up now. Josh from Baltimore is saying EC3 is perfect for champion in the chat room.
Who said that?
Josh from Baltimore says EC3 is perfect for the team to be.
It's like this. Like, his wrestling is okay, but he got the look of a champion, and as a heel, he gets so much heat. It's good. It's something that Magnus didn't have. Magnus looked like he looked like a wrestler. You see him, but then the guy is—he didn't get the heel heat that people saw. He didn't get the heel heat that he thought he was going to get. But EC3 is another story.
Now the difference between EC3 and Magnus can talk, but he can't wrestle for shit. Now flip that script. EC3. Well, he can't talk and he can't wrestle. So why in the fuck would they put him up there?
I don't think he can. I think he's okay in the ring. And when he talks, I think it's passable.
I gotta get Tony C. I need you, man.
Yes, we need Hollywood on this one because he knows Magnus better than anybody.
It's 12:02 a.m. Tony C. I need you, brother. I need you. I need your insight. I need your professional opinion. Should we agree with Randy? Randy has a couple of supporters here in the chat. Stretch said EC3, yeah. So he has some people in the chat that's backing him up that Ethan Carter the Third should be your TNA champion.
I'm telling you, any hero to be champion is EC3. When people start chanting, they're like, oh, Drew can't wrestle. He'd be like, yes, I can. Like, he's so good.
Who does he wrestle? That's good.
Didn't he fight Kurt Angle? Didn't he fight, he fought properly. And even though, okay, he has cheat and shit to win and everything, but it's for a heel, he's doing good. I think that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's all I can say.
Oh my god.
Okay, look. I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. And all three of you have to answer. Mm-hmm. If anybody knew that haven't held mm-hmm. a championship, whether a heel or face, mm-hmm. who's in TNA, who should have it? I personally say it's EC3.
I'm going to get some heat on this. A lot of heat on this. But you know what? I'm going to say it anyway. And be damned with all of it. Kenny King before EC3. Kenny King before EC3. Kenny King before EC3. I'll say that right now. Kenny King.
Oh, man. This guy haven't won that shit yet, right?
Kenny King.
His leader.
Kenny King is more talented than EC3. Kenny King got more charisma than EC3.
The guy is good, but
Kenny King for TNA.
He's
champion.
Good.
I'll push it right now. Kenny King # TNA champ. There you go. Damn it.
Now, you got Kenny King. I got EC3. We told somebody new, and we're gonna see who goes champion first.
I got Kenny King, bro.
Besides, and nobody could pick MVP because that looks like we could see that shit coming.
I got Kenny King, man. I got Kenny King because he's in a better spot. He's in a better spot.
Damn, that is hard to call.
It
because
is.
Kenny King over EC3, I could see it, yeah, but I could also see Kenny King as the X Division champ, too.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, that I could see as X Division champ. But him as the world champion carry the company, I had a choice between Kenny King and EC3, I'd take Kenny King, too.
Kenny King. Kenny King. All day long, baby. Kenny King. We'll feel that with his Dusty Rhodes impression every day, baby, every day.
Because MVP, I'm pretty sure he's probably the next one. Then after MVP, I think EC3 should be it.
Pastor Sedell, Pastor Sedell just said, Kenny King, the former Oakland Raiders or the wrestler, I'm getting ready to log out, Will. Kenny, look, man, here's the thing with EC3. He's got the look, don't get me wrong. He's got the look, but the dude is generically boring. Boring.
Why do you think he didn't make it in NXT and on the big main roster in the E?
Mm-hmm.
Boring as fuck.
It's just boring. And at least, you know.
Who y'all talking about? EC3 or Kenny King?
Talking about EC3.
Oh, EC3?
Mm-hmm.
No, but that's what I'm saying. In WWE, like, I think the what was his name over there?
He didn't make it to the main roster. He was down in NXT the whole time.
Yeah,
and couldn't cut it.
No. He had like a match down, and that was it. And he poured like milk on his head. And he started doing all these stupid like little vignettes and shit. God, I forgot his name, man. WWE.
I think
that guy and the one for his whole the one for TNA is two different people. Like, I think he even threw.
Okay. We have to respect callers and we have to respect their opinions. And yes, that is so true. That is so true. Respect. Sometimes you may question what we have to respect. And my thing is, we're Randy Orton. As boring as Orton is, at least going to the ring, as monotone as he sounds on his interviews, you know at the end of the day, Randy Orton's going to do his thing in the ring. You can trust that. You can count on that 24/7. No matter who is in the ring against. Can you say that EC3 is going to do those things?
No.
Well, you got Randy Orton and EC3 on two different levels.
No, not really.
But they're similar.
Exactly.
How are
Randy
they
knows, Randy knows
similar? Wait. How are they similar?
Okay. If you put them, let's put them side by side. You see them both come down to the ring. Randy just walks down there. They both just walk down there like they own the place. Randy gets in there, does his famous pose, and he does his thing. EC3 comes in there with Fat Boy behind him, Prince Marquis's old brother behind him, coming in the ring, and he just looks at everybody like, I'm the shit. Okay? When they talk on their interviews, they're both mundane, but Randy can prove a point and make you think about his shit. When EC3 talks,
yeah,
you know he's bullshit and boring.
No, but then what you gotta understand is, EC3 is, let's say, this guy is developed already. Randy Orton is like, you go ask anybody who the fuck, who's Randy Orton, and they'll tell you, oh, they at least tell you, oh, he's the guy that did the RKO. Not everybody knows EC3. EC3 is still, he still feels fresh. Randy Orton is, even though he could have all the years left, but he's never been to the point where you could call him, oh, he's an it guy already. So that's why he's still fresh.
Right now, where they have him at, they're taking him down the wrong road by giving him the Goldberg treatment. That's all I'm going to say.
And stretching the chat, bro. How the heck does this man keep making it on the podcast? Stretching the chat just said EC3 is better than Magnus.
Yes.
How does Magnus keep making it on the podcast? I don't even mention Lord him. I don't Magnus even mention Magnus, and he still makes it on the podcast.
He's a flop. He's a flop. Like, he's a flop.
Oh, my God.
You look at him, he's like, damn, yo, the guy, yeah, like, yo, he looks like a wrestler. He looks like a champion. You put a mic in his hand, you put him to wrestle, and you're like, what the fuck is this? He was, you know who I never liked from the beginning?
Who?
He had the body of a champion. He was embellishing in the red, everything.
Who?
I think he was going to go places.
Who?
But wait a minute, his entrance looked like it. Chris Masters. Remember when he thought he had a big entrance, this enough? And then when he got to the ring, you're like, oh, God, this guy fucking sucks. The mic, when he got to the mic, oh, man, this guy's garbage. He was going to eat just like Magnus. You remember the big entrance they gave him with the pyros, the robe, everything. You thought, oh, this guy's shit.
Pastor Sadell says, I can't talk about Orton because he's from St. Louis. You know that. Pastor Sadell, he would riot. He would very much riot.
But yeah, when you saw Chris Mass at the beginning, you're like, oh, man, this guy's going to go places. And then you put him in the ring, you're like, oh, man, this guy's what? He's like Magnus.
Yeah, we need Tony C on this one. He's the Magnus expert.
No, but everybody know he fucking sucks. But honestly, I think if y'all gonna compare between EC3 and Gozo, EC3 will wipe the fucking floor with Magnus. That's not even debatable.
No. I hate Magnus with a passion. Don't get it twisted. I think he's garbage. But if him and EC3 would have it, Magnus would wipe the floor with him. I don't think EC3 would get the floor. He would. Magnus would use him as a diss rag. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think so, man. But you know, we are entitled to our own opinion. So you know,
I'm asking that very same question in the chat right now.
Ask the thing and see who wins. Let's think about, like, vote. Like, put one for one guy and two for another guy. Let's see what we got.
I mean, if you can tolerate an EC3 match, a long match without him fucking around, and a long, good match. Okay, I'll put it better. Better yet, forget what I just said. Name one good match EC3 has had. I'll wait.
I think, you've seen the match he had with Spud and the match he had with Kurt Angle. They're pretty good. And, like, of course, Kurt Angle carried him, of course. But, like, but you could tell, because there's some people that they fucking suck so much that even if you carry them, you could tell, like, oh, man, this
is a legit match. I'm not talking about no gimmick match what he had with Rockstar Spud. That was bullshit and everybody knows it. I'm talking about a legit match. I'll wait.
Like I said, Kurt Angle.
Right now it's 2-1. Right now it's 2-1 favorite EC3.
Yo, guys, you know what I just noticed?
What?
This is the longest shit we ever spoke about on TNA.
Let me put my 2 cents in. Magnus would beat EC3.
I agree.
Nah, man.
I don't like Magnus. He's a Brit. I don't get it twisted. But I've seen him wrestle where he can wrestle at times. It all depends on who he's wrestling.
Right.
Other than that, he's shit. But EC3, I've never seen in the Kurt Angle match he had with Kurt Angle carried him the whole time and made him look good. That's why. Because he was in the ring with Kurt Angle, and Kurt Angle making him look good. But if he was in there with somebody on his own, and it, like, if you put him in there with Magnus, Magnus will wipe the floor with him, even though their both skill sets suck. Magnus will wipe the floor.
Nah, man. Like, I hope we're just going to have to wait. But yeah, I think this year, if any heel should get his besides MVP, it should be EC3.
I hate to say it, but I don't want to. And I know Tony C would kill me if I said this, but I'd rather have Magnus the champ before EC3. I hate to say it. I do. I can't. I hate to say it, but I'd rather see Magnus the champ again before EC3. Because you get a crowd reaction out of Magnus, you won't get shit out of EC3.
Yo, really? Really? You see, that's That's a lie right there.
This is your.
I'm gonna say, you know,
write it down.
He gets a really good heel reaction.
I'll say it again.
He gets a really good heel reaction.
You can put it back on anybody. I'm saying this, even though I don't like the man. Mm. I will put it like this: record this, and you can play it back for anybody. I think if it had to go down, I would put back this back at the TNA champion before EC3 because
uh-oh.
He didn't draw flies on shit.
Tony C, what's up, my friend?
Man, you know what? Somebody got the nerve to be on this airwaves. And EC3. Bang. Oh, my God.
I didn't look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Double feet.
Oh, yeah.
Randy, I'm sorry, my friend. EC3 on the back. If EC3 was all that, why they didn't give him the belt versus Magnus?
The what?
Thank you. No, like, that's what I'm saying. Right now, he's still getting developed. I'm just saying, if anybody that's new that should deserve a chance, I think as a heel, I think it's him. That's all I'm saying.
It's been a year yet.
He's been there over a
year. Ethan Crap the third don't need to be nowhere near the belt. He need to be fighting Willow. Somewhere.
Don't talk about the barber like that.
That's what you say, Willow. That's what you say, Willow.
Everybody know Magnus retired. Sting. Beat Jeff Hardy.
Don't talk about the barber like that.
Look, Magnus retired Sting. He retired Jeff Hardy. He's the main. The myth and the legend in TNA, okay? That's all I got to say about it. Randy, don't you ever fix your lips.
Okay, the what? EC3.
The thing that gets me with Magnus is the fact that he did all that in his title reign, but yet his title reign made absolutely no noise whatsoever.
Until AJ came back and gave him some notoriety.
Yep.
And he said, you know what, Magnus, he retired more people than Social Security. Over there at TNA.
Magnus is the reason why Sting didn't win at WrestleMania.
Pretty much.
Now, can EC3 say anything like that? No.
No, not yet, but...
No. Now, let's move on to Rogue. I mean, John Cena stealing people's moves. You know... I sat back and watched the defense, Johnny Cochran, a.k.a. Surfer, defend that buffoonery. How you take somebody finishing and put in the middle of the match, bruh? And this man... And you bro,
that's, that goes on all the time. Do y'all not understand that? That was my argument. Y'all act like finishers... After, you know, suplexes used to be a finishing move. And then all of a sudden...
What move are you talking about?
The stunner.
The poop stunner.
But they doing that, I don't know if you read, they doing that on purpose to get Stone Cold pissed.
Suplexes used to be finishing moves, then eventually became a regular move.
That's okay when Cena pulled out the rock bottom at Payback against Rusev. <Rusev. laughs>
What?
You ain't gonna be standing there to him.
Besides, it's the bookend anyway, we already discussed that.
No, that was
and nobody using it, so why not?
The bookend wasn't done until 2000. The rock bottom was done in 1998. Come
Thank
on,
you.
Now.
Thank you.
Know your history now.
Hold up now. Hold up
Booker
now.
Booker T was not doing that move in Harlem Heat. Will. He was not doing that move. His move in Harlem Heat was a missile drop.
Oh,
WCW champion.
Because that was the move he won. The missile drop kick was the finish.
Yeah, the bookend came out later.
When he beat Arn Anderson for the TV title.
The Rock was doing the rock bottom back in 97.
Okay, but still, I mean, somebody else used the move.
No doubt about it. As a finisher.
No move is sacred, okay?
No. See, I just killed your argument right there, because now you were saying somebody else moved. Yeah, he moved, used move. They both was used as finisher. Nah.
Yeah, eventually they don't become finisher. They become regular moves.
No, they don't.
You know, Tyler Black.
That's just like, Go ahead.
In Ring of Honor, you should do the F5 from time to time. Nobody said anything. Big Show, he did the F500, which was the same shit, just Big Show did, and nobody said anything. And yeah, what's this guy's name?
Cena finish is a slap in the face to the F5. Everybody know. But they use his finishes, man. Cena is using that stunner in mid-match.
Right.
Like it's an arm lock.
So
that's what Austin's gripe is.
Austin, you know, he could come back and wrestle the man for the right for the moves. How about he do that?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Stone Cold would beat his ass.
Okay, well, then if his neck can't handle it, then Stone Cold needs to shut up.
And look, let me tell you something. No matter how big John Cena think he is, let me say this.
He's bitching.
And you can get mad, stay calm, come out of the bag. No matter how big John Cena think he is, he'll never be Stone Cold Steve Austin. Never.
That's good.
Never.
You know, I don't compare who's bigger than what. You know, I'm an adult.
Yeah, well, they have nothing to be compared about.
That who's better?
It ain't about being an adult kid or whatever. It's about it's a respect thing, and that's all you got in this business.
You know, y'all forgot Stone Edge, can of beer to John Cena.
Yeah, Edge used to do the spear as a regular move. When he was still doing that inverted DDT, the goddamn
execution.
Stone Cold passing the can of beer off to John Cena.
Exactly. Yeah, later on, he said he's on his finish. So, and at that time, Gold was speeding people back and forward.
I mean, was it
like a
spear? The spear was never Goldberg's finisher, though.
Was y'all?
No. It was the setup to the thing.
Was anybody upset when the Son of God was doing the elbow?
Who?
Shawn Michaels. He does the elbow in midway. He never beat anybody with that shit. Nobody complains.
He don't do the pose and everything like Macho Man.
CM Punk did. CM Punk did. He did the pose and everything. And why he never did it,
but he didn't look. It was not like that. I guess he was trying to say, okay, he's paying tribute to Macho Man, but he still fucked it up. He shouldn't have used it. Period. In my book,
he should have never done that fucking move. That shit, he did that shit horrible.
One time, okay, cool. Now you pulling out every week like it's a part of your arsenal, really, bro? Come on now.
That's what I'm saying. But CM Punk does that every week. He was doing that every week, every day.
It took him 5 years to do a Frankenstein. Come on now. Don't be like that. Then who used to do the stuff?
Disco Inferno?
Yeah, as a finisher.
Randy Orton, you know, he can't do... He stopped doing the
arcade. The Diamond Cutter as a finisher.
Diamond Cutter.
As a finisher, you pull out somebody else's finisher and then use your finisher and win the match.
Okay, well, I think I've been watching longer than anybody here to know that there is no sacred move.
It's just like, okay, the super kick. How many people don't do super kick? Shawn Michaels, that's his finisher, but Ziggler does that every day. As a closer, so I think there's nothing wrong with that. Him barring a finisher, I mean, like a signature move.
But Shawn Michaels wasn't the first person to use a super kick.
No, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, like, you got people. But the guy that made it famous, like, people went, you know, the guy that's known for the super kick. Shawn Michaels.
May go back and look at
he's not. No, he's not. I'm going to talk you right there.
Go back
no,
and look
he's
at,
not. Okay,
go,
Chris Adams.
Okay, who?
All the time.
Thank you, Big Tone. Thank you. Gentleman Chris Adams. Thank you, Big Tone.
Okay, and who the hell remembers that guy? And who? If you ask anybody, who does the super kick remind you of? They're gonna say HBK. Nobody's gonna say that guy is good. He could use that shit first. He could have done anything, but nobody's gonna say that fucking guy's name.
Everybody that knows
that wrestling knows who started what. If you want to go back in history, if you look at anybody's finishing moves, you know, especially the super kick. Gentleman Chris Adams used to use it all day, every day, as his finishing move in Texas.
That's right.
That's guaranteed. Now, if you want to keep going, Tully Blanchard used the slingshot suplex. Just like Surfer said, using the suplex as that, Tully Blanchard used to use the slingshot suplex. Who used to use that first, before he did the belly-to-belly? Magnum T.A.
Yep.
In Florida.
But what I'm saying is, the guy's name you said, I don't even know who the fuck that is, honestly.
You've never heard of him, Chris Adams?
No, honestly, I started watching my wrestling, like let's say more early 90s.
Okay.
And I don't even know if the guy from, what was he, WWE, NWA, I don't know.
No, he was world-class
championship wrestling. Okay, he's still young, he doesn't understand, so I'll cut him.
No, but that's the thing, around that time, I wasn't a wrestling fan.
Okay.
I was more into playing my sports in the street. That's what I was doing.
Yeah,
then later on, I got into wrestling, but I started with WWE. And what I'm saying is,
playing
if anybody...
What? Playing what?
It has HBK's name all over it.
Hold up, Randy. You were playing what?
Eh? I used to play a lot of baseball.
Oh, okay. Baseball. Okay. That's cool. I know about that.
All I'm saying is if I see somebody use the Hulk Hogan atomic leg drop in 2 minutes into a match, you got damn right.
You got Undertaker use that shit every day.
Leg drops used to be a standard move.
Yes.
That's all.
Get it into a finishing.
Undertaker used to use the atomic leg drop, and he never pinned.
That is like the dumbest move ever.
Exactly.
Leg drop beating people.
And then Pastor.
Exactly.
And then Pastor. Hold on. Then Pastor.
Hold on.
Said,
wait a minute now.
And then Pastor Sadell just brought up the Pastor Sadell. And then Pastor Sadell just brought up the perfect.
It can't be no dumber than an STFU.
And then ooh. And then Pastor Sadell.
or reverse fireman's carry.
It's standard moves. Finishes.
And then Pastor Sadell just said in the chat, taking someone's finisher used to be a shot at the former wrestler, i.e. Kurt Angle and Jack Swagger.
Yo,
that's true. That's true.
But Kurt Angle wasn't the first person to do the leg lock.
The ankle lock.
Ankle lock, yes.
You know that, sir.
Wasn't Ken Shamrock doing that shit way before?
We understand.
Yeah.
People was doing it before Ken Shamrock.
For real, man. For real.
Yeah, so that's the thing about it. That move, I'm pretty sure somebody will use that shit.
We just saying the fact that the moves are being used in mid-match versus then you use your move to win the match.
Right.
So, no, it don't.
No, but it's like, okay, Undertaker used to use the leg drop, and then he didn't pin. And if he said he only got up to two counts, and then you knew in that business when he did his
take away from the leg drop. Okay, we talk about the Stone Cold Stunner. Okay, a move that put a lot of people down. Okay, you put this move in the middle of the match and still use the reverse fireman's carry to win the match. Come on, bro. I'm telling you, if I get hit with a stunner, it's more devastating than a reverse fireman carry. Hell. You doing a on me on my back? Come on now, let's be real. Let's look at this logically, like some people are doing. Since we pulling out logic,
not looking at logic, you're looking at it through marksmanship.
No, yeah. We ain't. We looking at it as
because
a finisher,
because you wouldn't be getting upset over somebody else. Who cares?
We not upset. We not upset.
If Stone Cold is upset.
But you can't. This man is Austin always gonna be relevant. He ain't got a bitch moment.
Okay, look at this. 23.
Fading into the dust, okay?
Nikki, look at this.
TV, he won't mean nothing to nobody.
Nikki Bella
does a torture rap.
No, hold on. He does that suit, what is it called?
Rack attack.
No. Her setup. The elbow.
If you want to go there, you know where she got that from.
the Lex Luger.
That she does the elbow to the face that this guy still used as a finisher. And Wade Barrett. So she used it as a setup to her finisher, and this guy used it as a finisher.
Time out, wait, hold up. Time out, wait. Exactly. Wade Barrett is using the bull hammer as his finishing move. Nikki Bella used the torture rack as hers. And she just lost her.
You don't understand what I'm saying. Before she does her rack attack, she does her little version of the bull hammer. And she doesn't count. And she gets a one count or maybe a two count for that. Sometimes she wins. But if she does it as a setup before she does the finisher. And this guy still using, he still uses it as a finisher. Either way, you're talking about the same thing. I don't think there's something wrong with this guy doing a finish midway.
The man does have a gripe because you're using his finisher mid-match. That's all we're saying. It's a legit gripe. That's all.
It's a legit gripe. It's bitchy.
It's legit, right? You might not see because you ain't never been in the business yet. You're looking at it through. You can't see me.
How come nobody said shit to Randy Orton when he was doing the angle slam mid match?
When the Orton did it, do an angle slam.
Yeah, he was doing angle slam before. He used to do angle slam before he does his RKO. He never played in 1-2-3.
But I seen him do the DDT before he did the RKO. And then sometimes set up the RKO.
And then Kurt Angle was pissed, so he decided to do the RKO in TNA. He's like, I think it's wrong that he's doing anybody block. And then he started doing the RKO.
When has Kurt Angle used the RKO? I have never
you
seen
it. Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube right now and put Kurt Angle, hits RKO. You're going to see it right there. He did it because Randy Orton was doing an angle slam every week.
If ain't nobody got no gripe about no, why even come up with finishes then? Why do the moves even have names? They should just be inverted neck breaker, or why even name them? Since everybody gonna do them. I mean, it's a legit question. Since nobody ain't got rights to the moves, nobody right. shouldn't be bitching and complaining when somebody else use them.
Right.
Why do they even name them?
They shouldn't. Not if they're a real man.
That was a question.
No, he didn't say they're a real man.
I mean, your boy named Moo. He got the FU, STFU.
F Cena.
The flying leg drop.
Whatever. Roman Reigns got the spear and the Superman punch. That ain't nothing. And that's really, he really bit that off a video game. If you really want to get technical, you got to move from a video game. That ain't even real. That's not even
real. Which one is that one?
The Superman punch. That's off.
No, because they use that. They have used that in MMA.
Man, I ain't never seen it. Show me some footage of an MMA fighter.
Really? You haven't seen?
He uses it all the time. Run up off the side of the cage, he uses it all the time.
They jump from the cage.
Wrong.
They come running to the cage.
Nobody should be doing a Superman punch. But Superman, okay? He's the man of steel. Anybody else?
Somebody doing that on some footage, I'm going to take Surfer Logic and say it's all fixed. Because if you in the MMA cage and you got time to cock your fist and hop up and do all that Roman Reigns.
Come on, Tony C. Obviously, nobody does that whole gimmick. Come on.
Also, now you believe me about MMA, what I've been saying about it.
I say if they let somebody do that, all that, what Roman Reigns doing the ring. In the ring.
But yeah, search it up. Tony C, you could search up. Not Tony C, Big Tony, you could search up Kurt Angle doing a stunner. I mean, a RKO. And you could, Tony C, go to put MMA Superman punch. He's going to see it.
Man,
it's out there. And nobody got claims to shit.
Man, stop. But bottom line, this whole situation. They big.
Hey, Tony, see, watch
this. Petty. Man, he's the man.
Watch those big words. What's that? So.
stop it.
You're already hurting yourself.
Really? Really? That's why Rusev gonna wrap that damn Nikita Koloff chain around Cena's neck and pull him from pillar to post.
Gonna be some blood.
Yeah, he gonna cry.
But they're not doing a real
match. Blood shit.
They're not doing a real match. They're doing a they're basically doing a rope match.
Yeah, support.
What, they're gonna do a Yappapai strap match?
No, I mean, okay, a real team match is you just beat each other and then pin the guy. But they're doing the whole touch the four corner to get the win.
Was it like a couple of years ago? I think it was like Taboo Tuesday or Cyber Sunday, I don't know. That they had, I forgot who the fuck it was. I don't know, it was like Kane versus...
JBL.
But yeah, it ended up like the choices were like between a left pipe, a chain. Now I don't know what the fuck was the other one, and it got into a chain match. And that one was that you get to use the chain to fight. And I don't know if this one is that you're gonna be tied up. And I don't know if this one that you're gonna be like tied up.
Triple H and Kane had a chain match back at Judgment Day. 2001.
It's not Russian Steel,
though.
Russian Steel.
Man, fool. Taker and Brock had a bike chain match.
Yeah, but that's
not...
Another question for Kane very quickly. How the hell do you... You corporate Kane, you ain't shit. But you got the mask on, the original Kane, you the bomb again.
I think you don't understand. The power is in the mask.
Make it be damn mind.
He has all his power.
No, that's where his power
all the souls he has killed in the past.
So let me understand.
Take over.
So let me understand the power of the mask. It takes over in Kane to give him his strength.
Now we'll give him his
strength. It's
burning his face.
Oh, shit.
What giving him his strength is them doggone slacks. And that white power. And that white collar. That's what gave him the power.
See, burnt face Kane. There was nobody better.
Kane messed up when he got in that angle with Triple H and that whole Katie Vick thing, and he ain't been the same since. Yeah. Got buried by Triple H.
We had it when they didn't have him speed, but they had him use a little soccer. Remember that shit? I think that was when Kane, like, that's it. That was his job right there.
Nah, the Katie Vick thing, man. It was him and Triple H.
They had him say the word, fuck it. Oh, fucking, that little box.
Man, they had Triple H have sex with a dead body, bro. And that ain't in a coffin. Come on now.
Yeah.
That
was kind of crazy.
Exactly. And Big Tone, you talked about Seth Rollins recreating the heel. Man, he ain't recreating nothing.
You gotta understand, the way he's doing it, he's doing it better than right now, unless Brock was on TV, he's doing it better than anybody right now.
But we've been seeing this before. This ain't nothing different than Edge and having the Bathroom Brothers.
Seth Rollins is this Edge right now. That's what he is. He's a slimy, slick, you know, like smart heel.
But when did Edge ever tell somebody to lay down for him?
That's true.
I'm pretty sure he has. So, who the fuck was it?
Somebody laid down for him.
No.
I think he was in La Familia Damn it. I think that's when it was that he said that.
He might have had Chavo lay down for him or something.
It was Chavo, one of the closest. But yeah, I remember he did that.
Yeah. He had a whole little cabinet just... Man, we done seen this before. JBL had a cabinet just like Seth Rollins. Don't get me wrong, dude can go. The slimy heel. I mean, whatever. But he can go. He got more personality than
the more to him, that's all.
Yeah, Samoan dude need to be the hardcore champion.
If Seth Rollins went legit, he wouldn't have no heat on him.
Yeah, he got
what?
He got to be the underhanded.
Seth Rollins went legit, he wouldn't have no heat on him. It's all about generating heat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so when somebody finally beat him, it'll mean something.
It's like, I already told you, like, Edge is my fucking, is my favorite wrestler.
Didn't y'all listen to Kevin last week? What he said?
Exactly.
What?
If you ain't booing him, something ain't right.
Seen last week? Gotta have that heat on you if you're gonna be a heel.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we always, like,
when they decided to. Yeah, yes. My bad.
The only thing that gets me, Seth has bad spots. When you got on Facebook, you see Seth Rollins kissing the feet of Randy Orton at a house show. Something's wrong with that.
I saw that too.
Oh my God, they did that shit. Oh man.
Well, you can do that.
Oh fuck you, know, you see? That's the type of shit, like, you doing that to your champion right now. Then people see shit like that and they're like, oh, that's not believable. And like,
I mean, it's just a bad, like, spot. He's
that's like
bad.
Bret Hart kissing the King's feet. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it is.
Like, let's say for some reason he would have been knocked out, and then let's say Randy Orton like put his feet in his mouth, something like that. That's more believable. Like, they have him like dead ass. They have him like straight up getting on his knees and kissing his feet.
Right.
Oh no, that's horrible.
Listen, he just keeping that title warm till August anyway, so it don't even matter.
Yeah, it don't make no difference.
It don't make no damn difference. He's just a placeholder. Him and Roman Reigns gonna swap it out for the next couple months. They just had to give Randy his obligated title shot that he get every now and again. And that's how that's gonna go. So Randy Orton gonna be fighting for the U.S. title.
He's gonna be sitting by the fireplace waiting for the day that Brock Lesnar comes back and wins the belt again, huh?
I ain't gonna sit by the fireplace.
Tony, SummerSlam, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say SummerSlam before you get it back.
You know it.
Man, you know who?
Brock will get it back in SummerSlam.
My man. My dude, the top draw in the company, bro.
Now y'all know who Surfer want to win that title. Y'all know who Surfer wants to win the title. You know,
I don't want anybody to win the title. Who cares?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. You say that now.
He got the TV champion in his wheelhouse. He's straight.
He needs to be 17-time champion already. That's what the fuck he needs to do.
That bit TV champion, US TV champion. He defended though, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
He's having matches with people that you would have never seen. And yo, right now he's the most believable champion you got right now.
That's a double edged sword, because everybody he sent out there, people be like, he ain't finna beat him. They ain't gonna beat him. He might as well be fighting Norman Smiley every week. Goddamn, Viano 1-32.
Hey. He's way better over in London now. That wasn't.
Oh shit.
Yep. He beat Wade. Now, Wade Barrett is the number one contender for the IC belt. He beat him, but Wade Barrett can come back and win the IC belt. Now, what'd that say about the IC belt?
That's they should not put a fucking title on Wade Barrett anytime soon. I will not trust him anymore. That's it.
I would have more respect.
Well, I give Wade Barrett another 3 weeks before he get hurt again.
Okay.
They need to go find some legends, like legend jobbers for John Cena to be up on.
Legend jobbers.
They need to go.
And how many times, another thing that I'm getting tired of, how many times are we going to see fucking Bray Wyatt and R-Truth? I feel like I see that shit every other week.
Amen. That's punishment for all truth. Even if made somebody mad,
man.
Go take Sister Abigail. Never Sister Abigail put Dane Bryan on the shelf for a minute. That Sister Abigail ain't no joke. get stiff on
you. This guy used to use that finisher before him. What's his name?
We know. But I'm pretty sure that person used it as a finisher. But we ain't going to go back on that. I'm saying they should have seen a face like Sergeant Craig Pittman.
Do you remember?
RoboCop.
RoboCop. People like that every week, you know.
I'm Will. You remember that guy? He came out with Kelly Kelly in ECW?
He said Craig Pittman.
Craig Pittman.
The guy that used to come out with Kelly Kelly in ECW.
Test?
He had a big-ass beard like Danny Bryan and shit.
You talking about Test?
No. He had a big-ass beard like Daniel Bryan. He used to come out with Kelly Kelly.
Who are you talking about?
He was in ECW, the WWE version of ECW.
Man,
what was
his
name? Kelly, she was a valet.
He was supposed to be like the abusive boyfriend and shit. He had a big ass beard.
Like Lou Carver.
God damn, what was his name?
Mike
Knopf. I think the last time you saw him, he was in TNA, part of the.
You talking about Mike Knox?
Yeah, there you go, Mike Knox. Mike Knox used to do the stick to Abigail before this guy.
Hmm. You know what?
That's interesting.
But my whole thing is, yeah, they should have some jobbers for that man lined up. He didn't beat us. Sinister Menace. He beat Mikey.
How do y'all feel Randy Orton going over in a handicap match over the tag team champions? Please.
We said they just buried the tag team champions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Randy Orton by himself beat the tag team champions clean.
He buried.
They could make it look like he they were trying to cheat, and all of a sudden, no, but yo, that shit.
That'll never happen back in the '80s.
Like you don't do that. Come on, how the fuck? Now the Usos are not even together. Right now, they need tag team. They need tag team. And then the only two tag team champions, you job them out like that? Like, come on, man.
Even as tag team champ, losing to Orton doesn't mean they're not the best tag team.
The what happened?
Bro, one man.
Doesn't mean they're not the best tag.
No, it's just the way they made it look.
Yeah, I know.
It was like,
Hogan in his prime would be in a handicap match. And it will take help for him to beat the tag team. He ain't never used to
Look at that.
Never beat him clean. Even Rock and Austin in their prime wouldn't beat
you
him.
Know, let's say you have this guy, let's say, he was going to, let's say, pull the leg or something, but let's say he put the other one's leg, and then he kicks him in the face, and then boom, RKO. But make it look like these motherfuckers had a chance. You know, you're tag team champions.
Somebody come down and run some interference or something. He ain't
been
clean.
Pastor Sadell just said his Cena versus Barry Horowitz.
Yep. That's who they need to bring out there for him. Barry Horowitz. Repo Man. All of them.
Shockmaster if he ain't drunk.
Shockmaster. All them jobbers. Zodiac. The Dungeon of Doom. They can bring all of them out there and let them beat them. They killing them cats, man. Dean Ambrose. Oh.
Where Glitch at? That's what I want to know. Where Glitch at?
He can come and get whooped too. R-Truth next. Cena gonna kill the New Day. When they ready for him to kill the New Day, when they ready for the New Day to go away, he gonna fight the New Day all in 1 week.
They gonna, with the Usos out, do you think this is the time that you're gonna get the part-time players like come up?
You could,
because they're the only face tag team. Nothing they should get a chance. They're good together, man. Mm-hmm. This guy's good in the mic, and this guy's a decent wrestler. It's good. I'm sorry. I don't know if y'all talked about it because I got on late. What do you think of my girl Naomi? Going heel and shit.
Oh yeah, we talking about that. We thought it was a good
thing. No, I didn't. You know, I wasn't around. So what you say?
We thought it was a good thing.
Oh man, Joe.
That was a great thing.
She just needs to stop doing that butt thing, because that's not very heelish. Unless she does it like in
Randy, I'm gonna
like heelish kind of way.
I'm gonna repeat myself for earlier, for since you didn't hear it. Okay. I like seeing Naomi shake her ass, but I don't want to see her shaking her ass. Okay.
Oh man, here you go.
I mean,
come on, it's a nice ass to see shake, but in the course of wrestling, we don't want her coming down shaking her ass. I mean, it's a sacrifice we got to make.
In the PG era.
It's not PG era. If she's coming down shaking her ass, they're not going to take it serious.
No, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, if she's going to go here, she needs to stop doing all that. That whole shit where she puts you in the corner. Oh, no, that shit needs to go. Y'all remember that match with Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn? The championship match? You know how fucking ridiculous that shit looked when he came out to that happy ass song? And then he coming out all pissed off because he's going to fight Kevin Owens? Mm. That shit made no but you know what I'm trying to say, right?
Like, I got you.
That theme did not go with him that day. So if they don't change Naomi's fucking song, this is gonna fuck everything up when it's good.
Cause funk is on a roll. Funk is on a roll.
Yep.
Big ups to Magnus who putting little Johnny to sleep tonight.
This is your world champion, Spokane.
That's right. Every time Wade Barrett talk, I just be like, "Yep, that's Matt."
I wonder, like, when they playing peekaboo, the baby be like, "You can't see me."
Oh hell!
When they play peekaboo,
hell no.
All right, bro. That might be true.
All right, real quick, let's get some final thoughts going on here, and I'll be closing that show. Who wants to go first? Final thoughts for that show.
I guess I'll be the first one to go.
Okay.
Just want to say to the young Uncle Tom we have on this network, all this black hate is gonna stop, cease and desist. Okay. It's one thing when we do it, and I do it. But when you take it to a whole nother level, my friend.
Right.
So.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Let me just finish this thought. Here moving forward, the name is officially Uncle Tom. You will be known as Uncle Tom in my name. But to me, until you show me otherwise, you know who I'm talking to. I hope this get to your ears. Uncle Tom, just like on Hollywood Shuffle.
Yeah.
Act like we're out here playing Sambos and step it and fetch it. We don't do that. So Uncle Tom, you can go to hell.
Damn.
That's from the whole black race.
Damn.
You don't want to be with us, we don't want you.
Damn.
That's from Tony C.
Damn.
And I'm out.
Damn.
And thanks, Will, for having me on, fellas.
Welcome as always. Welcome as always. Big Tom, what you got for me to finish up?
The usual. Well, this time I'm gonna change up just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck EC3, the Goldberg tune. Other than that, Kane looked like a little bitch on Monday, and And TNA, that bullshit that they pulled with the drunk brothers, the drunkie and the druggie, they need to do something better.
Agreed.
How you get a tag team title to a drug addict and an alcoholic? Come on, man. Come on.
All right, Surfer, what you got for me, man?
I'm just, it's getting hot out here, you know? Need to make sure you stay cool this summer and get ready. Revenge is coming up.
Be getting ready, man. I hope we're getting ready, too. We'll be getting ready, too. All right.
Hey, Uncle Tom, you're not allowed to go see Avengers because we got black people in it. Go ahead.
Oh, man. You know he's going to say something on your show. You know that, right?
I wouldn't give a damn. You know where to find me every Tuesday night.
Oh,
shit.
This is just a random thing. You know, if I remove you from my Skype contact, don't try to send me another request, okay? You're removed.
Right.
What's your time and mine?
Right, removed for a reason. And you're removed for a reason. All right, real quick. Randy, you got anything?
Yeah. I need to get... Tony said you say you're a gamer. Have you gotten Mortal Kombat yet?
I'm not a big fight gamer. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. I love, but like, 2D fighting.
It takes you
back to, like, the old school, not that whole, Deception and type shit like that. Right. It takes you, like, the whole old school. It's really good. And wrestling-wise, let's go EC3, Champion 2015.
This motherfucker. Oh, yeah, man. Go to bed. Go tuck yourself in with your daughter, man.
This motherfucker here with this EC3 shit. Oh, damn.
Got Uncle Tom on this network, man.
Hopefully, Daniel Ryan is not too messed up. Because it'll be sad, you know, his career's cut short. Who is the Uncle Tom you're talking about?
Well, no,
I'm not even gonna pay them that much respect to say their name.
Does this person have a show on this?
Randy, I'm not one to start nothing. I'm just responding.
I don't even know what the fuck. Okay, I don't even know what the fuck is the person.
I understand.
Like, but what's this about black and racist? What the fuck is this about?
We know who he's talking about.
I don't even care about the guy. I just like, was something said? Like, something really bad? Like, what's going on?
It was said enough for me to comment on.
And this is like serious.
If you don't want, to be with the black delegation, go on. That's all I'm saying.
You ready to trade him?
He was traded a long time ago.
Exactly. But now it's official.
You know you're gonna get like a 6-round pick for him. So I mean, like,
Guy, this fucking fat? You gonna get 6 people for one?
Oh God! I ain't saying nothing because I know it's gonna be a response, and then it's gonna be. I'm just saying.
No, you're not gonna get a response because I've been going at it with some. With some guy over here, and I never get a response.
Trust me.
Hey,
Randy, let me put it like this. If it said that I know who he's talking about, if that comes up, there's going to be a lot of people getting heat for it. Mm. So just leave it right there.
I'm taking this heat on me because I don't use the statement, but it's to the point now where it ain't funny. Stuff is being said.
Oh, okay. So this is like, joke around, no blah, 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 but this is,
exactly.
This is not even funny anymore.
Stuff is being said is like, it's how they feel. So I'm letting it be known for me. If anybody got something to say, you know where to find me. Tuesday nights, 8:00, I'm here. in the chat, whatever, Facebook, Twitter, Skype, email, call me, whatever.
You got your sister tonight, Tony C.
Suffer.
What's that?
Your show, what time is it tomorrow again?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, Surfer. You got to talk about us. Yeah, I'm going to call you tomorrow, man. We got to talk
damn,
about
yeah, I heard the show, and I Tony C, I heard you call and everything. So I heard the show. But like around 5 o'clock, I was out on, you know, this Sunday. I was out with my daughter taking to a park and shit like that. So that's why I missed it.
Yeah,
but I'm going to see if I can make the effort tomorrow.
You he was surf like, man, put your wife on. I don't want to talk to you no more. Just like that.
I just wanted to hear Mrs. C. That's all. I mean,
oh yeah, yeah. He's like,
she's a woman after my own heart. You know, I'm jealous of you, man. You got a woman in the comic
so
book,
right?
So right. Disrespectful.
I wasn't being disrespectful. I was showing you respect, man. You got a woman in the comic book.
Hey, Tony C.
You earn points in my book.
9, 8, 11.
She don't stop. She know more than you do. So
9, 8, 11
about pointing that out.
Version 9, 8, 11, and 12. So you got you, man. All right, real quick. Let's go ahead and do everything that we normally do shows in. Go over the show schedule. Then we'll jump on out of here. Freaks and effing geeks every Monday at 11:15 p.m. Before those guys is That Awful Podcast at 7. Every Tuesday at 8 p.m. is The Rant with Tony C and AA. Every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. is Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Every Thursday is The Rexplex at 7, followed by Random Wrestling at 9. Every Saturday at 11 p.m. is This Fine Show, The Wrestling Calling Show. What Are You Reading Comic Book Show will be on every Sunday at 5 p.m. with Surfer, and then you'll get another episode of the Lex Entertainment Experience Podcast. You'll get a new episode each and every week. I listened to Freaks and Effing Geeks last week, and I thought it was pretty funny, so you guys definitely need to check that out.
I don't bother.
What?
I'm sorry, I don't bother. You want me to be honest with you? I didn't even listen to the show when this a certain person was here.
Shout out to Lee.
Big shout out to Lee.
Like Lee, when he's on, let's say when he's calling here, Lee, I like Lee, but, oh man, the shit that comes out of the other person's mouth is just, it's not worth my fucking time. I'm sorry.
Let that go.
You gotta let it go.
Did y'all just hit the frozen lyric? It was a good show.
It was a good show last week. Definitely check it.
Oh man, and we did talk about who just passed away this week.
Your boy, Tau.
Percy Sledge.
Yeah, he passed away. Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude from Good Times.
He passed away too. The football player. Yeah, Keith passed away.
Yeah,
too.
Keith passed away. Who was it? The dude that did.
I thought it was kind of interesting. Your boy Phil took that thing hard, man. Phil took it hard.
Hey, man.
Yeah, he did.
You can't blame Phil.
Phil took it hard, man. I don't blame him.
Hey, all Keith went through. He went through a year trying to recover from a broken leg because of JJ's clumsy ass. I mean, like,
alcohol.
His career in football.
Yep.
And he had an alcohol problem.
I mean,
he wasn't giving no pussy.
Did he call me one episode or almost hit her?
Ooh. Yeah.
He hit her. He's not in the face.
It was an open hand.
He was a car carrying member of the IWO.
That's it. Johnny Camp. That's right.
And shout out, yesterday was Tina Turner's 75th birthday.
And still looking good.
Shout out to Anime Bullet, you know.
Still looking good.
IWO still looking for you. So stay looking over your shoulder.
Cause they gonna
never
get
know
you.
Where we coming
from. Cause they gonna get you.
Yeah. You know our motto, if you die, we'll kill you.
Oh my goodness.
It's a life. Strongest force running the day, man. The IWO. Growing in numbers. For life.
Oh my
For goodness. Life.
Oh my goodness.
We're gonna have to go IWO somebody on here pretty soon. hell up.
Yeah, I see that coming too.
Oh man.
Chill out. Calm down. But man, I intend to sit on the sideline tonight, then ran in this damn EC3 talk. I could bash him for the next 2 hours. The nerve and all. Randy, you got a whole lot of nerve.
Give me some good airtime, man.
I'm sorry, he had unmitigated gold.
Unmitigated gold.
Hey.
I thought the interesting part of everything when we talked about the different moves used by different wrestlers, I thought that was kind of
that was good.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting too.
Didn't Rockstar Spud be EC3?
He did.
And you got the nerve to say, man, he better than Magnus. Man, come on. Rockstar
Spud. EC3 is better than Magnus.
This is your world champion's fake game.
What would Magnus do to
Oh man, is this gonna be Roman Reigns all over them between you and me?
I didn't hear. What did you say, Tony C?
Remember what I said, Hollywood Hogan would do to Magnus? That's what Magnus would do to Rockstar Spud.
Rockstar Spud? Nobody cares about Rockstar Spud.
You know, if Rockstar Spud had a mask on, y'all would take him a little bit more seriously, because they made him a joke. They don't take him serious.
And that's exactly why Magnus will never lose to him. But EC3 did get the gun. And you know what? If EC3 and Roman Reigns had a match, and I had to watch or pull the trigger, I have to think about it.
I will take a piss test for that one. Sorry.
Oh, man. No,
but you don't got the option to take a piss test. It's like if Saul locked you in a room and said, "You got to watch this match."
I'm going to sleep.
If Jigsaw locked you in a room and said, "You got to watch this match or die, live or die, make a choice."
Kill me now,
I might have to say, Lord, I'm coming to join you, Elizabeth.
I can't do it.
EC3 versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 32.
Oh
man,
that wouldn't draw no money.
Holy shit,
that wouldn't draw no money.
That would draw flies.
Wouldn't draw nothing.
It wouldn't even draw that.
Wouldn't draw
that. It would draw going to
fly. I can see it now. Saw 8. I locked you in the room with this match. Magnus EC3 versus Roman Reigns. If you want to live, you must watch this whole match. Live or die. Make a choice. Hey, I'm gone, bro.
Take me now. This is what you're going to use.
Yeah,
it's going to be quick. Is it going to be quick or is it going to be long? Which one you going to do? I can't do it.
He can have that collar around my neck that he always used.
Oh, yeah.
That collar?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gone, bro. That match is going to be horrible. I'm sorry, Randy. You tuck your daughter in with her Roman Reigns wrestling buddy. EC3, height like.
He said wrestling buddy.
you know Randy got a Roman Reigns wrestling. You know he's a Roman Reigns.
they don't make those, right?
They probably do.
I know you probably might write a letter to the E if they don't.
Well, hey.
Question.
She be eating that Roman Reigns ice cream ball, boy.
Believe that.
Man, I just thought it was incredible that his family actually got that pissed off about it. It's a business. Well, it's a business at the end of the day.
It was mostly because, you know, the whole flying and all that shit.
Right.
Who cares?
That's a little bitchy shit, you know, but like,
if they knew he was going to lose, they could have stayed home and watched it for $9.99.
No, because that was like their main shit. It was like, oh, we flew all together, they told us Randy one shit, and then boom.
Randy had his little Roman Reigns sign in his living room and everything.
Let's go, Roman.
That lets you know they really believe all that bull that they're pushing.
I know.
Your own family, bruh. If they go back and watch Roman Reigns come to the ring, they'll know that he wasn't winning that match.
Yeah, they try to push him down the stairs.
Because somebody trying to go to the bathroom, he in their way. I'm pushing out there.
Motherfucker, yeah, how you? That's like, wow. I was like, holy shit.
He need to get out of the way. I need to go to the piss. I got to go.
It was funny because I'm telling my brother, like, yo, they better have like more security guards because they might try to do something to this motherfucker so he don't make it to the ring.
Damn.
Like Samoan Goldberg trying to have security and stuff. I don't want to touch him. But Lee, Mofo Magic, and Randy. Them only three want to touch Roman Reigns and a bunch of women. Yeah, I still.
Wait, I didn't hear that again.
Oh, damn. I said Lee, you, and Mofo Magic, the only one want to fist bump Roman Reigns. Y'all the only three. Everybody else.
I just wanted the championship away. So that's why, like, when she went down the way it did, I wasn't mad or anything in the end. I'm like, okay, I'll take this. It's okay.
But you should understand that with him not having a belt, they just leasing it out. They ain't really, they just holding it. He just let them borrow it for a couple months, bro.
No, I don't know, but I just, you know, I'm so used to having a champion there.
Bro, let me tell you,
like, every month, at least every month, the title gets, you know, defended, something like that.
My boy like Debo. If you want that beach cruise, he come to get it, bro. Straight up.
You know what's crazy? When I saw John Cena win it and then Daniel Bryan win, I'm like, oh shit, he's probably keeping the title today. Because once I saw those two, I'm like, oh, they probably, you know, for like, they're gonna use those two as like the mini man titles while he's out and stuff like that. For live shows and pay-per-views, I was like, oh, man. This guy's still with the title.
Well, we know the TV champion going to close out Extreme Rules anyway.
The TV champion.
Why?
You know, they would do I think they won't do that? Just so CM Punk, like, will get even more pissed.
It's going
to
happen eventually.
What does CM Punk have to do with this? No, because he's complaining a little bit, so complaining how he never main evented while he was champion. Who cares what CM Pussy has to say? He's going to get his head kicked in when he gets in the octagon, so who gives a shit?
Yeah, no.
I don't think, man, the way, you see how surface that shit is, like, it's basically scripted, right? The way, if they want to make money, UFC will not have him lose.
Well, they can put him
in. Maybe when they tire him,
they'll put him in.
So they're gonna get all these fucking little dickheads, or a bunch of the IWC actually pay for those to see his fucking fight. And if he loses, by the way, they're gonna like, oh,
right.
What's the point of this shit?
All right, guys, we're very, very quickly. I'm gonna jump out of here. Brother gotta go to work tomorrow, but I had a good sell tonight. Thank you for all the callers. Thank you. Yeah, brother gotta go to work tomorrow, dude, and I ain't too thrilled about that. But again, thank you for all the callers. Thank you for everybody in the chat. Appreciate you guys being here tonight. I will be back here next week, same time, same channel. Everybody, please take care. Have a good Sunday.
Holla.
Peace. Fuck Goldberg.
Fuck Punk.
And Aegis. And Paige. The IWC. Your mama. I'm at peace.
Got it when he was 6, he didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped. He landed on his hip and he busted his lip. And for a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here. But shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing. He couldn't fight the feeling, was something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, he couldn't understand it. Branded, since the first kick flipped, he landed. Labeled a misfit, a bandit. Kukukukukuka, his neighbors couldn't stand it. So, he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, wasn't stopped after dark. When they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry, young man, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And in a way he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. And so you kick, kick, you kick, you kick, you kick, then you push, you push, you push, you push, you push, and you coast, coast. My man got a little older, came a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, helping on killing himself. It's what his mama said, but he was selling himself. He got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said, I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these aerials and burials. I don't think this woman is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear. I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot, he didn't know a lot. Some modern apartment parking lot. She said, I don't only take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating in here. And so the kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick. And in a way they roll, just lovers in a twine with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick, you 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 push, you push, you push, you push, you push, and you coast, coast. That's what you do. You know, before we knew we had a crew that wasn't no punk. It's Spitfire, Jerks, and SP. They push till they couldn't escape no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more. And it wasn't like the white getting chased no more. Taste of freedom was better than breathing. They and escape route they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They hit to any place with stairs. Any good crimes, the world was theirs. Yeah. And they four wheels would take them there. Until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And in a way they roll, just rebels without a cause with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So then you kick, you kick, you kick, you kick, you kick, you kick, then you push, you push, you push, you push, you push, and you coast.